Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Question. Why is it that sports fans have such a small, narrow-minded view on athletes who they should be very thankful for? Like Deebo Samuel, for example. You went on a tirade at the end of the... It's not tirade, but you went on a little rant at the end of the segment, the final one, and you were going on about Deebo. Like, Deebo's been a great Niner. Deebo's about to encroach into the top 10 in terms of yards for a receiver in 49er history. And? In 38 less games than Freddie Solomon. He's been a great player.
Yes.
A great player.
Great players also have some not great moments.
No doubt.
And that one against Tabor Pepper was not a great moment. Yeah. And it honestly kind of changed how I view him a little bit.
No, not me at all.
That's fine.
Deebo Samuel dragged this team through one of the most iconic playoff runs. They had no business going on. Deebo gave his body and soul to this team over and over and over again. Are there times where I get frustrated with him? Of course. Of course, there's no doubt about it. But this rhetoric that Deebo needs to have the C ripped off of his jersey, shut up, number one. And number two, like, can we have a little perspective? He's frustrated. He's been dangled in trade rumors for 8 months. Yeah, nothing's going well right now. Everybody is hurt, and he's doing his best, and he's a wide receiver like we learned in the wide receiver doc, and they're the last person who can control their own fate on a field. They need the offensive line to block. They need the quarterback to be able to throw the ball down to him. It needs to be a good throw. They need to have the appropriate protection. Like, so many things need to fall in place for Deebo to have a good game. Now, can they do running back type stuff with him? Absolutely. But that's also incumbent on the play caller to scheme those things up and get him going. Is he a gadget player? At times, yes, he is. He's also one of the great 49er playmakers in the last 20 years. You cannot write the history of the 49ers during the Shanahan era without starting with Deebo Samuel somewhere in the first couple sentences. So all of this Deebo Samuel slander that I've been hearing over the last few weeks, everybody pump the freaking brakes. Okay, yeah, it's been a forgettable couple of weeks. He has been an unbelievable player for time and time again. And every time we try to count him out, he's had unreal playoff moments. Dallas, on the road, stud, okay? What about what he did in Green Bay? Telling the coach, give me the ball on 4th and 6, I'm gonna will us to field goal range. What about what he did over and over and over again against Seattle in the playoff game, going absolutely nuclear? How about the NFC Championship game last year? Like, Deebo Samuel doesn't have just one playoff moment. He's got like a half a dozen. He has been an all-time 49er. Now, people could disagree and have other people higher than him. That's fine. You can't say that he hasn't been a great Niner. The last month hasn't been great. I hear you. I'm not going to let everyone kick this guy while it's down. We're piling on Deebo Samuel. He has been a freaking stud. I'm tired of hearing Deebo slander.
All of that's true. He's not had a great year. And we're just reacting to him not having a great year is all. He didn't have a great Super Bowl. He hasn't had a great regular season. And Brian Baldinger thinks he's turned into more of a gadget player.
I mean, he's becoming more and more a gadget player than a receiver. And, you know, whether it's running him on a reverse or out of the backfield, that's where you kind of see his value. But if you're saying, okay, go beat Eric Stokes, you know, go beat Keyshawn Nixon, you know, in press man coverage, you don't see it. I mean, the quarterback can't wait that long. And then you're saying, okay, well, where's the man beaters? Green Bay wants to play a lot of man. For a while in that game, they did. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Like, the 49ers want to attack the middle of the field, and that's what the Packers are trying to take away. And that's why Xavier McKinney and Javon Bullard and Evan Williams are all there. They want a great safety play, and that's what they got in that game. But guys aren't separated. And I said weeks ago that they look like a slow team, and that's how they look. That's how they play. You don't see speed from this group right now.
Look, I'm not going to argue with Baldy. It has not looked good. I will freely admit that. But to say that, like, all the great things that he's done are now discredited by a bad couple of weeks season, because I see the rhetoric from Niner fans ready to throw this guy out the door. And I'm like, wait a minute, guys.
Are you bringing him back next year? Do you feel comfortable bringing him back next year?
What's the price point?
Well, right now you're looking
at Brandon Ayuk healthy?
$28 million cap hit.
Is Brandon Ayuk healthy?
Probably
I don't even know
not.
If Brandon Ayuk's going to be ready to start the season. So all I'm saying is I've done this because, believe me, I was the same way. I ripped Ebo, and then a couple of weeks later, he had the Philadelphia game alone last year is one of the all-time cash a check in some city's face games I've ever seen in any sport, no matter what the stakes are. That was he said goodbye to a team and ended their season. After being pissed off because his backup quarterback blew his UCL off in the NFC Championship game. Like, come on. Like, I get it, man. Sports fans, we lose our minds. Like, you know, we want to crush Clay. We want to crush this guy. We want to crush that guy. But, like, the overwhelming majority of Niner fans, when I go to games, are like, Debo's been a freaking great Niner.
Yeah
I'm frustrated that the team sucks right now. It's not all on Debo Samuel, all right? Like, let's pump the brakes a little. Before we kick this guy out the door, all right, let's just remember what he did for this team, what he did for this region.
Of course, Brandon Crawford, he was a great Giant. He did amazing things. He's a Giants Hall of Famer. He was awful.
We didn't kick him on the way out the door.
Yeah, some people did. Some people wanted him gone. Brandon Belt, another one. People kicked him out.
Ever put Brandon Belt in the same sentence as Debo Samuel.
Well, Brandon Belt contributed to a championship.
Debo was one of the best players in the league. You could never say that about Brandon Belt.
All right, well, if we're going to talk about guys we kicked out the door who deserve better, like, how are we not bringing up Clay Thompson?
But here's the thing, though. When you go to games, I don't think people are like booing Debo, and I didn't think people were booing Klay Thompson. The internet is not real. I keep telling people this. Like, the internet is not real. Just because some morons on their content creator station is ripping Debo Samuel doesn't mean when I go to Levi Stadium because I'm at the games. Carter, you go to the games. I know people are sitting there like, Debo sucks. Get him out of here. He needs to be traded. The real fans like, come on, get the ball to Debo. Let's go, Debo. Come on, make a play. Like, when you go to Oracle or when you go to Chase Center, people are like, get Clay out of here. They're like, come on, Clay, hit this shot. Like, the majority of real fans, real people who breathe real air in the outdoor world, not in the basement while making YouTube videos, actually like these players. And I think that the rhetoric on the internet is out of control. Debo's a stud. He's an all-time Niner. Whether you think he's the seventh best wide receiver in Niner history, the 11th, the fourth, it doesn't matter. We all agree. The history of Kyle Shanahan as the Niners coach and the history of the 49ers cannot be written without some inclusion of Debo Samuel. Let's remember this and let's be thankful for the player.
There you go. You can be thankful for him, but also just acknowledge that no one's perfect. He hasn't been a perfect player this year. I think you can make the argument he's been the most disappointing 49er this year. They needed him to step up in that wide receiver room after Ricky Pearsall went through what Heath went through. Also, he's a rookie on top of that. What Brandon Ayuk shredding his knee, and Juwan Jennings, who was supposed to be your third best wide receiver, is making you look this bad? Yeah, it's been disappointing for Debo Samuel. Not saying that what he hasn't done in the past, Joe Shasky, hasn't been amazing. It has been. But this is the here and now with the 49ers. And the here and now has not been good. Which sucks.
I acknowledge.
And he brings a lot of this stuff on himself sometimes with his podcast, with what he says after games, with what he said to Tabor Pepper, with all of that stuff. I'm just saying it hasn't been a good year for Debo Samuel. It wasn't a great year or last couple of good years for Klay Thompson. This happens. It's part of it. Joe Montana was sour when he left the 49ers. There's a lot that gets baked into it. So it's okay to acknowledge he is great,
but
while also acknowledging this has not been a good year for him in a variety of ways. It's
I can
okay
acknowledge
to acknowledge that.
No, I can acknowledge that. But wouldn't you agree we've piled on enough?
We'll see. The season's not over.
Taking the C off him, people suggesting that he shouldn't be a captain, the players vote on that. And when I see a player come out and say something against Debo, I'll start to listen. As far as I'm concerned, Debo's still leading the march with the boombox coming on out. Like, he is one of the ride or die guys that the Niners have ever had. Ever. I'm not here to listen to a bunch of people critique him who don't root for the team, actually go to games and sitting on their couch with their families. Like, no one is like, get Debo out of here. Like, come on, man. Like, let's just have, I wish we could just have, now I'm saying you, I'm not saying you, I'm saying people in general. I wish on the radio and when we do these podcasts and stuff, we could have real fan conversations.
Sure.
You know, and I just feel like pull the knife out of the guy's back and let's also be thankful for what he's done for the Niners.
I do think there is something though too. You're saying he's the boombox guy. He's supposed to be kind of an emotional leader for this team. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they need to find someone else to be the emotional leader on this team. Because right now, the biggest emotional leader on defense is missing. You like to think it's Fred Warner. You like to think it's the best guys, the DPOY, Nick Bosa. No. They're missing Dre Greenlaw. Like, that's just been massive.
No doubt.
And right now, we'll shift to the defensive side right now because I think overall, people want to crush Nick Sorensen. They want to crush all this. They want to crush that. Fact of the matter is, the straw that stirs the drink is the linebacking core on this team for me. And missing Dre Greenlaw has not only hurt and hindered his teammate Fred Warner, but just guys like Nick Bosa, guys in the secondary, guys, you know, it's a cyclical effect. It's a trickle-down effect when you're missing a guy like a Dre Greenlaw. And ever since the Super Bowl, when he's been missing, this defense just has not been the same. Once he went out in that game, at Allegiant Stadium, Travis Kelce took over.
No doubt.
It was over after that. Once Mahomes and Kelce started connecting, Joshua, it was a wrap. Like, I saw it. Like, oh boy, I've seen this against the Raiders. I've seen this against the Chargers. I've seen this against the Bills. Once they start hitting on that, there's no stopping them. And that's what happened last year in the Super Bowl. Now his practice window is open. I mean, it's an Achilles injury. I don't know what you're going to get from the guy. Like, to say that he's going to come back and be the same player is disingenuous because we just saw that with Christian McCaffrey and he's not the same guy.
Well, and I was thinking about him from his perspective, like you're coming off of an Achilles tear. People are questioning whether you could play or not, right? Is it like better for you to come out and play and look kind of okay on tape? Is it better for you to not play at all and someone just sign you sight unseen? Like, I don't know what's the best course of action for him? Forget the Niners, for him.
I mean, it's a tricky situation still, right? He's 27 years old, so he's not like super long in the tooth. But an Achilles injury, his game is predicated on speed and power, it's not like he's some big burly thumper in the middle and he doesn't know how to have this huge quick. No. The 49ers defense, your linebackers need to be fast. And they've kind of been the blueprint, right? It's Fred Warner, it's Dre Greenlaw. They've been the best tandem outside of maybe Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen, but I'm probably still taking Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw over them at their best. If he just loses a split second, because Ross Tucker talked about this a couple weeks ago, even if you lose just a hair off your game, in the NFL, that makes all the difference.
The margins
are so thin.
Whether
you're a running back,
yep,
whether you're an offensive lineman, and especially if you're a linebacker, I mean, and not to the extent of a Navarro Bowman, but you saw it immediately. It was a full step off. It was over. You saw it immediately.
Did Ross Tucker say it like this? If you lose like half a step, Steiny,
that's pretty good. I'll give you a 3 for
that. You got to understand, as an East Coast upper elite, that when you lose half a step, it's like losing 3 steps.
That's a pretty good impression. Actually,
that's how he speaks.
He's very eloquent. Yeah. He has pregnant pauses a lot that we like to say here in radio. A lot of dead air. He kind of pivots you. But yeah, he basically said it like that. And he did deal with a knee injury or a leg injury, I think he said. And he said, hey, I lost a step. And that was all it took.
Julian Peterson was a sick linebacker for the Niners. Could cover, run, do everything. He tore his, it was 20 years ago. The science has changed a lot, but like he tore his Achilles and was not even close to the same. Never was the same. So it's a devastating injury.
Achilles is, I still view as something that you're just never going to get back to.
It's a career alterer.
ACL's different. ACL, we saw Adrian Peterson tear his ACL and win the MVP and had one of the greatest seasons.
And then Derrick Rose tore his ACL and never was the same.
Exactly. Kevin Durant came right back from
Kevin Durant. His game, a little different. He's still taller than everyone else.
His game is a little different.
Yeah, but
if he wasn't 7 feet tall, I just wonder. But that's a good point. That's a good counter.
But the explosiveness still the Achilles there. It's a little bit different.
And I watched him in that Phoenix game against Denver, the closeout game where they were losing by like 60. This was a year and a half, 2 years ago. He looked terrible. Also, now is his career over? And he looks amazing. Well,
you haven't taken him off the elite pedestal yet, though.
No.
And they just smashed the Lakers last night. The Suns, by the way, look really good. Bradley Beal and co, too. They're all healthy. They came back. Well, they just destroyed the Lakers in that third quarter. I don't know what to make of them either. It's just, there's a lot.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's tough. J.J. Redick. Hey, did they dodge a bullet, though? I know J.J.'s been having some up-and-down season, but Dan Hurley, that was the guy that they were linked to in the offseason.
Mr. UConn?
Dan Hurley going nuts on the sidelines right now for UConn. Tough L to Colorado.
Nothing.
To Buffalo. Big 12.
Nothing cracks me up more than, like, I'm the leader of a bunch of young men and impressionable men. I want you to be on your best behavior, but I'm going to lose my mind!
Is David in Denver going to lose his mind about this Debo Samuel talk? He wants to join in on the conversation.
All right, get in there.
What's going on, Dave?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, I just listening for the past few days. I don't really get all the hate and negativity being levied towards Debo specifically. Trade him, he's done. I'm just like, it seems weird, man. Like, I don't know if it's kind of a byproduct of, like, everybody's off this year. Everybody kind of sucks.
Thank you.
Like, nobody's doing well. You know what I mean? Like, CMC, he don't have a burst anymore. Debo, it's like, it's everyone except for my man George Kittle and Juwan Jennings. But other than that, everyone's lackluster. I don't know. Maybe it's because Debo's a little bit more boisterous. He puts himself out there more. I get all that. But what about Brandon Ayuk? This dude acted like a baby all offseason to get his money, and then he goes and gets hurt, which I understand you can't totally control, but just because he's out of sight, no one says anything about him now. He's a lost cause for the whole season. I don't really see Debo out there truly dogging it on the field, unless you guys see stuff that I don't. I haven't really seen that. Maybe,
no, I haven't either.
Yeah, there's some explosiveness that's not there. But to be honest with you guys, and I want to get your thoughts, I feel like maybe it's more offset by the predictability that everyone's talking about with the play calling.
I would agree there.
I'm not trying to just focus on Kyle, but I think they know what's coming with Debo. It's not really changed up too much. So then the byproduct is everyone's like, oh, Debo's lost a step. I just don't really buy that, man. What do you guys think?
No, I agree with you.
Thanks,
I mean,
Dave.
Did he look like he lost a step on that kick return?
No.
Did he look like he lost a step on that screenplay?
No, but I will say this. The fact that he hasn't evolved at all as a route runner at this stage in his career is a little concerning. Like, you'd think he would have gotten better at that stuff, but it seems like he's pretty complacent that he was going to stay within this 49ers system all the time, and he could lean on Brandon Ayuk being that guy, or George Kittle being that guy, or Juwan Jennings. But the fact that he was supposed to be the number one wideout after Ayuk got hurt, and he hasn't really stepped up and filled that role is disappointing. I think that's where fans are at, though. They're just disappointed in his production overall as a wide receiver this year, and he's turned into a bona fide gadget player, as Baldy said.
Like, Anquan Boldin wasn't a great route runner. He had vice grip hands, though.
No,
like,
you would consider him a possession wide receiver.
Well, like, that's what I'm saying. He's an apex catcher. Like,
yes.
He has the Juwan Jennings, like, where, oh, three guys on me? Oh, I'm going to make that catch.
DeAndre Hopkins, right?
Yeah, but DeAndre runs good routes for how slow he is.
He does.
For how slow he is. Like, Anquan Boldin was not a great route runner. He just had vice grips, and he was a great, like, catch guy. Debo's skill is yards after the catch. That's what he is. Like, he's a glorified smokescreen, tunnel screen slant god. That's what he is, dude. Like, that's his bread and butter. Not everyone is blessed with everything and every skill set. And so, like, I still think he's a very useful player. Is he overpaid? Like, I'll listen to that. Why is everyone mad at him? It's a great question. I just think we're always looking for somebody to blame. And I think he's the guy that we're trying to blame right now. When in reality, there's like 10 things to blame.
Well, it's a plethora of things right now. And what are you most disappointed in? Is it Debo Samuel? Maybe that's the word. You're just disappointed in his season right now?
Yeah, I'm disappointed he's not better.
Yeah, Brock Purdy, is that for you? I mean, Christian McCaffrey, like, a lot of these, though, are, and that's why I think a lot of is Debo related, because we haven't seen that major injury with him, right? Like, we have kind of excuses for the other guys, right? Bilateral Achilles tendonitis, one. Oblique for Bosa. What's Trent Williams, his leg. Like, Brock Purdy, the shoulder. There's, like, I could point to things there. What? Debo, like, I get it. Everyone's kind of banged up right now, but I haven't seen that major injury from him. I think that's where fans are a little disappointed. Real quick, Joe Shasky, as you know, we're giving away a Golden State Warriors Buddy Hield City Edition jersey today. I'm rocking the City Edition right now. It's a Steph one, but we're giving away a Buddy Hield one. So be listening. Within this hour, for this sounder, you're going to hear this sounder, and I'm going to give you the number when it's time to give it away, but be listening for this sounder.
Moody leads Draymond away. Quick feed to Anderson. Big step to the corner. Buddy Hield release and splash! Ties the game at 26. The Warriors with four straight threes. Their last four buckets have all been threes. And they've tied the game at 26. It's a 9-0 run.
Right there, you got to be listening to that and be the fifth caller on the contest line to win. Again, I will give out that phone number when it is time. We got Anthony Slater joining us, Shasky, here in the next 8 minutes. And we'll pivot to the Warriors here, but just putting a bow on the San Francisco 49ers conversation right now, the word is just disappointing, right? And it's the worst thing, and you're a parent now, and you'll get this with LJ, and you got the speech, I'm sure, from your mom or dad. I'm not angry with you. You know, if it's a bad grade, if you did something wrong, if you broke a window, if you punched someone, if you got into it with your sibling, I'm not angry, just disappointed. This is the worst thing that could happen. And right now, I'm just disappointed in the 49ers top to bottom. It's been a disappointing